Now let's come to chapter 5, and here you have the suffering and the second coming of Christ. You see, the Christian life begins with the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ for you and me on the cross. And he bore the penalty there of our sin. And then there is suffering for the child of God today because he uses that in our lives to sharpen us, to make us the kind of Christian that he can use and the kind that he wants. And we see, first of all, now in the first four verses of this chapter, it produces service and hope. Now let me read this. You have the suffering of Christ in the past, the present suffering of the saints, and that's the method God uses. And then we have the second coming of Christ when he comes first for his church. What a time of real blessing that's going to be. And our present suffering is related to that. Will you listen now to verse 1? The elders who are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now, he begins by asserting his position. Now, he doesn't even here call himself an apostle. Actually, what he's talking about here is the fact that he's an elder. And he says, I'm also an elder. That means there were other elders. And this word here for elder is a word that it's sometimes used speaking of the person being an elder person. And presbyteros is used then. And then again, the word episkopos is used. And it speaks of the office of the man, not the person of the man, but his office. And it was an office, a spiritual office of shepherding. Actually, it's the word that is used for shepherd. And that is the word that we have here. And that's all that Simon Peter ever claimed to be. He calls himself a fellow elder. He never claimed a superior place above his brethren. And on that basis, though, he exhorts them. And he was in a unique position. He was a witness of the sufferings of Christ. Now, that's where he begins. And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Now, when was that glory? In the next epistle of Peter, the second epistle, we're going to find out he identifies that he was a witness of that also. And that was on the Mount of Transfiguration. He saw him die yonder on Calvary. And he saw him transfigured yonder on the Mount of Transfiguration, which probably in the north could be Mount Hermon. I've always felt that was the place, but there's a difference of opinion as to what mountain it was. But actually, it makes no difference to us today about the geographical spot. It's the thing that took place there. And Simon Peter speaks of that he was a witness of this. But there is a glory that's coming in the future that'll be greater than that.